world never changed. Seeing no change, they could not recognize a law between the inner world they maintain and the outer world of response. But if you apply this law, you can predict your future. Feel a new mood rise within you. Sustain it, and soon you will meet people who embody this new state. Even inanimate objects are under the sway of these affinities. In a certain mood, I have gone to my library and removed a book I have not touched in years. And when I casually open it, I find confirmation of my mood. A table, though remaining the same, will be seen differently depending upon your momentary mood, for everything reflects it. It is your mood which decides your fortune, not your fortune that decides your mood. People feeling poor attract poverty, not knowing that if they felt rich, they would attract wealth. In the book of Proverbs, it is said, "The spirit of man is the lamp of the Lord." Now, the lamp of the Lord is the light of the world. We contain that light, and nature, the genie, is our slave, fashioning the world as our mood dictates. By nature, I mean all of humanity, the animal, plant, and mineral world. In fact, everything that appears on the outside is a slave of this lamp. Fashioning